Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
I've been waiting for this story all week long because you started to tell it to me, on Monday or Tuesday, and I'm like, nope, let's wait till we record because I got to hear this.
Yeah, it's not even a big deal. Like, all I did was say,
come on,
I joined the kickball league.
Yeah, you just dropped that, though. It was like, did I tell you I'm doing this?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Midlife crises, pushing 50, just trying to be active, do something different. It's springtime. None of my kids are playing sports, so I am.
All right. Are you wearing knee pads, Nova pads?
No. It's more like a drinking league, let me tell you. It's fun.
It's if you don't tear your ACL or something, I'm going to be so surprised.
Oh, I better not, Greg.
Geriatric.
Stop that right now.
Kickstarter.
Stop that right now.
All right. Let's get into this week's. Let's kick off with the huddle. What's top of mind for you this week?
Just getting through. I'm not going to lie. Honestly, just getting through. Like, things just feel so weird right now. My car drives in the morning have been stress level 30 because, I don't know, traffic is crazy. The world is crazy. The news is spitting bullshit at me. I don't know. Just that. So, yeah. That's what's top of mind. Can't wait for the weekend. Everybody's working for it.
Or not working.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, dying to work. Dying to work for the weekend.
Yeah, dying
to work for the weekend again. Sad.
I'm the same. I look at it as like burn victims. You know, how many of us are in the burn unit right now? Like it anyway. And it was interesting talking to the few people that showed up for our huddle event on Wednesday. Everybody's just kind of nodding their head, not really talking, just, yep, feeling it here too.
Yeah.
So,
yep. Well, it's good. I mean, let's get into the review because I think we're going to talk a little bit more about that nodding and how we're just going to start talking about the things that people are thinking about. And you kind of did that this week. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about our Team Angle articles. So everybody knows we're working on a book on the blog, doing it live, publishing chapters every week. This week, our posts break down the systems behind real communication, collaboration, and culture. So your team doesn't just get along, but actually gets somewhere. So we published how open dialogue brought one team closer together, and then one called Encouraging Open Dialogue. So check those out. Also this week on Same Page, Greg published Hold the Weight, Not the Blame. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it and let's chat.
Yeah, this week my post is about, unfortunately, a pattern that we have seen in leadership and most recently was kind of brought to my attention by a friend. And it's a pattern that we've seen for those who genuinely care about their teams and care about their department or their company. And it's, you know, especially in these times when things go wrong and they start to drift, as leaders, we blame ourselves. We overown whatever is going on or what's happening or what's happened. We internalize what's not working. But a lot of the time what we're doing is holding the emotional weight of misalignment. We're not causing it. We're carrying it around with us. And so I wrote Hold the Weight, Not the Blame, because I wanted to see that or show that there's a difference between the responsibility for decisions and kind of the fault. And why, you know, walking around feeling guilty or feeling that guilt, it's certainly not helping you. And it's really not helping your team. It's just not healthy. And so it's kind of a hoping to be a bit of like a wake-up call in particular for someone I know who's had to just lay off a third of their staff and is feeling embarrassed, kind of feeling shamed about that and doing their damn best not to have that impact their team.
Yeah.
So a couple of questions for you so we can talk about this, because I know you've got thoughts about this as well, is why do you think so many leaders confuse emotional weight with personal blame?
It's a really good question. I mean, it's really tough, especially depending on the situation that you're in. You know, I can imagine feeling that embarrassment and shame if I'm the owner of a company and I have to make these decisions, you know. But I think at the end of the day, the leadership gods kind of teach us to be accountable, right? They like teach us all the good things to do as a leader, all the tough things to do, but they don't really teach us how to carry hard things without truly absorbing them. Like, that is one of the things that I struggle with, you know, like when something goes wrong, like, you know, a team member struggling, or somebody, you know, messed up a deadline or a project, or there's a tough call from the top. Like, we don't just feel, or I don't just feel responsible for it. I feel responsible because of it. And over the course of my career, I'm coming to realize that that's a trap, right? Because emotional weight is about empathy. Blame is about identity. And if you can't separate those two, mm-hmm. you end up owning things that really aren't yours and apologizing for things that you didn't break. And I don't know. I don't know if you agree with this about me, but I always apologize for things that I shouldn't apologize for.
Yep.
So I'm kind of like learning my lessons there.
Yeah. So, well, on that note, can you name a time when, because I mean, you said this a bit, but curious if you've got a story where you carried around, you know, you did this, especially when it relates to a team.
Yeah. I feel like I always do this, if I'm being honest. Like, it's really easy to hold weight that doesn't belong to you when you're in a position like mine. Whether I am talking about managing a team that I'm working with, you know, that I'm full-time employee with, or if I'm helping a client with something, if I'm consulting or doing that fractional leader thing. So I feel like I carry that a lot in the work that I do, because I feel like in the work that I do, or that we do, I'm constantly trying to prove the value, or to make positive change, or to point out things that are going well. So I end up holding that weight of my own, but then end up holding their weight. So you asked for a story. I will talk about a project where I spent about 6 months trying to work with a team that I didn't even manage. I only consulted with. My job was to fix some of the issues within their operations. But from what I saw, what it came down to were like major fixes, minor fixes, but a big morale problem. So I was running meetings, I was coaching people. I felt like I put in extra work to write documentation, like communication plans, and you know, really trying to put the structure in place for this director to pick it up and run with it and start to fix some of the morale problems kind of at the same time, right? But that director never read anything. That director wasn't taking any of the advice. And at some point, I just realized that I was more committed to that team than the director was. Like, why was I holding the emotional baggage that director refused to carry, and the weight that I was carrying with it, because I feel like I've got to do a good job here, which is the weight that I've carried my entire career and my entire life. Like, that's just a personal thing. But again, like, I had to take a step back and say, yeah, that's not my problem. I'm doing a good job. This person is not. It's time to move on and focus on something different.
What you just described is what happened to me at one of my more recent positions at a design tool company. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that I didn't think that my boss, that they didn't care. I didn't think that at all. I thought that they were perhaps too busy, just too stretched thin. Just because there wasn't, and I've seen this in the past, this is another blog post/episode is delegation. But in trying to step in and help to, you know, ease their burden and to kind of, you know, help try to own some things, I was labeled as somebody who was trying to get that person fired so I could take their job.
Oh my goodness.
So
the last thing that you would do.
But I also want to go to this that time though when things didn't go well, there was a bad result or consequence, an outcome. And as a leader, how many times do you kind of wonder, even if you don't do this right away, but after a while you kind of wonder, how much do I need to continue owning? Because if I get back too quick, then people think I don't care. It's kind of like, you and I have been through a couple of different layoffs where, I don't know, there always was this pressure too, of if I don't grieve enough, if I'm not sad enough for a long period of time or some period of time, then I'm also, you'll get the consequence of someone thinking like, oh, well, I guess they just didn't, you know, they didn't care. They don't seem to be very upset about it.
I don't know. I think people need to own their own emotions, and you are allowed to be a human being and have the emotions that you have. I think, you're allowed to express those emotions whichever way you want. I don't think it's your responsibility to carry the weight of other people's emotions through lower times. I think as a leader, it's important that you be there for them and that you share genuinely and transparently how you feel comfortable doing so. But if it's like a more of a personal matter, I do think leaders who show that vulnerability gain the trust of their team a lot more easily. And then I do think then you have a team who is willing to do a lot more for you and with you because they trust you and they know that you're being real with them. But it feels like a very personal thing. That vulnerability, I think that's one of the things that I think is really interesting to talk about, because I think in general, people are not very vulnerable when it comes to business. And, I think a little bit more of that builds a stronger culture in some ways.
Well, and kind of to add to that in the line of thinking here, too much also is a distraction, right? Like, too much emotion. So last question is, how do you know the difference between when you're being responsible and you're over-owning?
Yeah, that's a good one. I think for me, it's usually like a gut feeling. Like I feel it in my body before I see it on my calendar. I think responsibility feels grounded, right? Like clear, purposeful, in the flow. Over-owning feels like panic disguised as productivity. I get tense. I get edgy. It's like I'm like quietly cleaning up someone else's mess while they pretend to not notice. Like that's my cue to pause and ask, is this really mine to carry? Or did someone else set it down knowing I'd be the responsible one? I feel like that sometimes I am that like too responsible to walk away. Like we'll figure this out. I don't know. I'm talking about myself a lot today, but yeah, that's kind of how I feel about that one.
That analogy that, cleaning up while the other person pretends not to notice.
Yeah. It's the worst feeling.
Yep. Classic.
Over that.
Over I have it. Such a great story on that. Anyway, let's get into this week's ask. What do we have for our listeners this week?
Yes. So you mentioned that we did our huddle event this week. We had a small turnout, but it was a good time and really interesting insights. Check our LinkedIn for some of those. So we're going to do this monthly. So we are asking everyone to mark your calendars for May 7th at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Again, the huddle is just a 30-minute session packed with insights, open conversation, and a high five to wrap it up. So check out sameteampartners.com/the-huddle. All right, let's get into the hit list. What are you listening to? Yeah, let's do the fun stuff. What are you listening to this week?
You'll love this. Because of all the work and the writing, I've been listening to the ambient mixes from the U2 Octum Baby
concert about that every once in a while. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You and I went and saw them at the Sphere in Vegas, and just put that on repeat. Just
nice.
Chill. Yeah.
Laid back background music.
Exactly.
I'm listening to a song called Giver Taker by Phineas and Casey Musgraves. I think it's only on Apple Music, but I'm putting the YouTube link here. It's a good one if you like either of those artists.
I'll check it out. You got me into Gaga last week, so we'll see where it goes. Next is writing, and it's kind of taking, I'm in full on, rage write mode type of thing. So I wrote a piece called Where We've Built a Society on Bullshit and Emojis. anyway, it's a good piece. It's getting a pretty good response.
Yeah. Awesome. That was a good one. I am going to follow that up. I also am writing the rage out. I wrote Tuned In, Worn Out. Check that out on my website.
Cool. My third piece is another writing, and that's kind of a paired to my first article, which is connection isn't personal, it's political. And so it's, makes the case that because of our disconnect in society, it has landed us right where we are. And if you don't like it, then it means we got to get out and start meeting people and doing some things together again.
Hmm. I don't have another writing to follow that up, but I do have a reading, and I know that that you read it too. It's the Gen X Career Meltdown in the New York Times. Like, what a resonant piece, but also like how well designed. And like I scrolled through that first opening with the clouds and the text, and I was just like, oh man, I got to read this. Stopped right away. I actually listened to it. That was kind of a fun way of experiencing that.
So it's interesting. Next time I'm just going to send you that because a link as I read them, because I saw that a week or so ago, and I wrote another piece on that called This Is Your Brain on Nostalgia.
Yeah.
So, and I know you didn't get it because today you said my emails are going into spam, which is so great, but
it's cool.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, let's wrap up this episode with this week's high five. What are we high fiving this week?
We are high fiving saying the quiet parts out loud. And yes. I think we're going to start doing that more. I know that I'm working on something that's in line with a lot of the stuff that you've been writing. I know you're working on more. We're looking at making a little bit of a pivot at same team and saying some of those quiet things out loud here as well. So high five to that. I'm excited.
High five indeed. Okay. Have a good long weekend.
Thanks. See ya.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Beth and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and send them a review. Thank you.